But it has reference to the grace of God. To me, this speaks of a lawless grace. In other words, we want grace to come upon our nation in the Old Testament, in Jeremiah here. Hananiah was prophesying grace to the nation while they were still being lawless. Is God going to save Jerusalem in her lawless state? Absolutely not. God is going to bring judgment, not because God is a bad guy and wants to beat up on him. He's not a tyrant. God is correcting. He's not going to leave them in their sin. Why would he do that? That would be a curse to them. God's in the process of blessing them by means of judgment. Now, those being judged very seldom think of that as a blessing. It's the same with our children. When you do a little bit of discipline on them, it's very seldom that they agree. They very seldom that they think, oh, thank you for blessing me so much. You got to give them about 10, 15 years before they'll be saying things like that. No, thank you for not leaving me in my lawlessness. That's the mark of growing up, when they start to agree with you in the disciplines. Same thing here. Hananiah, the friend of Daniel, I know he agreed with God in his disciplines. He went and he made the best of things in Babylon. And I think he was one of the best servants and most scrupulous that he could be with Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel certainly was, and look at Daniel went right to the top. I mean, he was promoted, and he was governor over all these people right in the midst of Babylon. Was he conspiring with Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon? No. Actually, he was just being obedient to God. He was not considering Nebuchadnezzar to be his boss. He was doing it as unto the Lord. Therefore, he did the best job that he could. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of things that Daniel saw that he didn't like. Nonetheless, he was able to make a difference as well.